They didn't have Ancestry.com. Okay, they had to be guys like Petrarch and master Latin so they could read Livy and Horace and so forth and celebrate that poetry or Plutarch and start getting some primary source knowledge of Roman history. All right. In the Northern Renaissance, during the Romans, the Romans obviously had conquered areas of Northern Europe, but they didn't build great pieces of architecture, so the people walked out of their villages and saw trees. It was more spiritual, it was more religious. You get Protestantism coming out of the North, if you think about it. Partially because of this, let's look at the original sources and let's think about how what the Bible says contrasted with what the church is doing. And you get Luther's 95 Theses that coming out of that. You get a lot of political turmoil with the Protestant Reformation because those people, they resent being controlled by an Italian pope who is obviously interested in taking gold from them and bring it to his coffers in the Vatican. Okay? So, in the Northern Renaissance, you're going to have different focuses. Interestingly enough, too, you will get established nation states in much of Northern Europe during this time, but not in Italy. Italy will remain fragmented, weak, at times conquered by French and Spanish kings, having large portions of it, not even under the control of Italians. But I have more on that, too. Like I said, it's a rebirth of civilization. So is the Renaissance a change or is it a continuity? It's about a question mark there, guys. I don't like, why would anybody ask a rhetorical question? Never mind.
First of all, that one was sort of a paradox right there. Anyways, I'd say it's sort of both. Like,
sort of both? Yeah.
I was gonna agree with him about it being both, and I would say it's more.
Just a second. We'll open that up when they're done passing.
The reason being is because it's a continuity because they're trying to continue the great legacy that they had during the Roman Empire. Well, like for Italy. But I would say that it's also a change because they're moving past their focus on religion eventually and going on to science and then to the arts and exploring new concepts that haven't been explored before.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And we could sit here for days, maybe longer, talking about the things that were continuities and the things that were changes. But we don't have time for that. Do you have something to add?
Yes, it's a major one too.
Okay.
With the usually, or back then it was like mostly centered around the church, and then with the changing part of it, there came a new religion that like almost questioned the church's beliefs. That was not the main change.
And you'll notice what I don't have up here for examples to sort of demonstrate this. I don't have the religion. I don't have the science, the politics, the big ones. One reason I don't have them is because I've got separate slides for them. Another one is, we can look at things like this and see these things. Jeremiah, quick.
You were saying how the Northern and Italian Renaissance were both like religious in a sense, but I thought that they were stepping back from religions to an extent too.
It depends. Not in the North so much. The Italian Renaissance, it's not like they put religion on the back burner as they brought other things up. Okay, and while you have, later on in, scientific revolution and stuff, remember the reading on Newton, that everything you learn from reason simply confirms what you already knew from faith. That's not exactly how we put it, but you can't divorce faith from what you know. Yeah. Okay. With humanism, that's from the Greeks. I mean, I pointed that out. I was talking about David, and somebody said, oh, you like the Greeks? Good. Yeah.
The Greeks also thought was that not because from religion, you think everything comes by faith. But for like, the Greeks thought that everything was in my moral choice as well.
I mean, you had certain, you know, Greeks, like Aristotle and stuff, the interest in science. You know, and people are, you know, scholars are rediscovering these. Prior to the Renaissance, Aristotle wasn't widely known. St. Thomas Aquinas had actually revived him in the High Middle Ages, but only to rationalize theology. He applies Aristotelian logic in order to theology. It's pretty brilliant, but pretty heavy stuff, too. The scholastic period, you remember reading about the scholastics? Architecture and art, you're going to see classical themes. You're going to see religious themes. So those are, you know, but you're going to see, it's new, too. The kind of art is new. Da Vinci painted without halos. So you got the Virgin Mary holding the baby Christ, there's no halo. It's realistic. You have linear perspective, you have depth, okay? You have Michelangelo's Pietà, okay? Mary holding the dead body of Jesus. And it's unlike a lot of medieval art that tries to, you know, have all the light and glory of God. This one, it's sad. It's sad. Here's a mother holding her brutally murdered son, and it's emotional. So you have a classical, you know, an old theme in a new way, okay? And that whole emotional part is about connecting it to the person, to you. Architecture, you have the Roman arch. Roman, you know, architecture starts to look more like new and improved Roman architecture as opposed to new and improved Gothic architecture. You know, no more flying buttresses and things like that. Hopefully we get to the slides that I have of art and architecture. If we don't, I don't know. In literature, Dante writes an epic poem called The Divine Comedy. Okay, it's religious. He goes to hell, then purgatory, then paradise. Okay, it's got classical themes. His guide is the Roman poet Virgil. Okay, it's in Italian. It's written in Italian. The vernacular, that's new. Okay,
it's vernacular.
It's the common language of the people, as opposed to Latin. Okay, Petrarch wrote his letters in Latin, right? He talked about tinkering with the vernacular, but Latin was the big thing. But we also know that during this time period, new emphasis on the vernacular came out. You know, Luther translated in the Bible.